This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. President Biden is calling for a more than tripling of key tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum products from 7.5% to 25%. If implemented, the moves would mark a major doubling down on protectionism in an election year in which trade is a flashpoint, not least because a separate 25% steel tariff and 10% duty on aluminum put in place by former President Donald Trump remain in effect. Separately, the Biden administration is continuing to study raising tariffs on a range of other Chinese exports to the US, including EVs, batteries, and solar products. The jury for Donald Trump's hush money case is finally taking shape, after the judge dismissed dozens of New Yorkers who said they couldn't be fair and impartial. But yesterday afternoon, three women and four men were chosen for a jury that will be the first ever to decide criminal charges against a former president. Another 100 potential jurors are expected to be grilled by the judge, prosecutors, and Trump's attorneys on Thursday, with trial testimony expected to begin next week. And workers at Volkswagen's factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, will today begin voting on whether to unionize by joining the United Auto Workers. If the vote is successful, it would mark the first time that the UAW has been able to unionize a U.S. plant owned by a foreign commercial automaker. The union has a lot of momentum after winning several big contracts last fall with Detroit's three automakers, GM, Ford, and Stellantis. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, while European shares are up in early trading. US stock futures are also higher ahead of earnings from Abbott Laboratories and US Bancorp due out later this morning. We have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.